Dozens of people gathered outside of the Supreme Court today with signs and slogans. They are urging the justices to uphold a jury verdict against a major pesticide maker.
People versus poison! People versus poison!
The case revolves around the popular weed killer Roundup and claims that it could cause cancer in people who use it. NPR's Carrie Johnson was in the courtroom for the arguments. Hey, Carrie.
Hey, Scott.
Tell us more about how this case came to the Supreme Court.
It involves a man named John Durnell. He sprayed Roundup around the neighborhood for more than 20 years, and he later developed blood cancer called non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. He blames his health trouble on glyphosate, a key ingredient in that Roundup product. So he sued Monsanto, the maker of Roundup, and a jury in Missouri awarded him more than $1 million for failing to warn Durnell about that chemical. There are tens of thousands of other cases like this one around the country, so there's really a lot at stake in terms of money, agriculture, and science.
So what was the argument from the lawyer for Monsanto today in court?
Monsanto is now owned by Bayer, which really wants to shed all of these legal problems tied to Roundup. Their lawyer is the former U.S. Solicitor General Paul Clement. He argued that federal law supersedes all these state claims. He says the Federal Insecticide, Fungicide, and Rodenticide Act gives EPA authority over labels. And, of course, the Environmental Protection Agency approved the label on Roundup. Here's more from Paul Clement.
It's probably the most studied herbicide in the history of man. And they've all reached the conclusion based on more data and the kind of expert analysis they can do that there isn't a risk here. You shouldn't let a single Missouri jury second guess that judgment.
He says Congress wanted one uniform standard, not a patchwork, and that to allow this state verdict to stand would impose what he called crippling liability and undermine American farmers.
So that's the case from the company. What was the federal government saying about these questions?
Well, the Biden administration had sided with the plaintiffs, but the Trump administration argued today in support of Monsanto. Sarah Harris of the Solicitor General's office said the issue's clear. The EPA is in the driver's seat here, and she says, quote, state law must give way. Earlier this year, President Trump issued an executive order trying to boost domestic production of glyphosate, that key ingredient in Roundup. And all of this has been controversial for the Make America Healthy Again movement. Many of those people who rallied outside the court today are tied to MAHA. They supported Trump, and they're disappointed with some of the steps he's taken.
So what was the argument from the lawyer for the plaintiff?
Ashley Keller said the text of that federal law leaves room for states. He says the EPA is filled with good people, but they've dropped the ball in the past and taken too long to review labels on some of these products. He said Monsanto is lobbying Congress right now to give companies a legal shield from liability, but it's not in place yet, so that verdict in Missouri should stand.
Carrie, I'm curious, did you get any clues from the justices on how they might decide?
Yeah, no clear read. Many of the justices seem to agree with the company and the idea that the EPA approved this label, so Monsanto shouldn't be sued over it. But others, like Ketanji Brown Jackson and the Chief Justice John Roberts, wondered about the role of states, if the federal government was really slow to act, or if new science came to light. A decision's going to come before the end of the term in late June or early July.
That is NPR's Carrie Johnson. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.